learning Briti Shalom. We are at the schus to learn a Briti Shalom. Maybe tomorrow we're going to start Purim. Maybe tomorrow we'll start Purim.
It's coming up very fast.
Very fast. You want to learn about Purim? Every year we need to learn Purim.
You need to know the luchas for a mourner before.
What tell you luchas?
You have to start tomorrow, so they might not be here Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday. You're not going to be there. Start tomorrow.
You think Wednesday already?
But it's supposed to be
snowing on
rain, snow, Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
On Friday, not on Thursday. Thursday rain.
On Thursday could be.
Rain.
I checked the weather, they said no snow.
No snow?
No snow.
Who did you check the weather? I checked the weather today.
Today
I checked the weather. What are you talking about?
I checked the weather this morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
For when?
This week.
What's that? Each one has his own weather. And you know what? I'm wrong and you're wrong.
Right. Hashem runs the
world. Exactly. Just check
last week they were promising snow.
They said even worse than they promised last week.
Yeah.
The main Shmirat HaBrit of a person depends on our eyes, and that's the main test of each one in the world. It's in this lust. And the main lust is in the eyes. And each one has to do Mesirut Nefesh. On guarding the eyes, especially what's Mesirut Nefesh? In prayer, is praying a lot. Because if a person goes through this life without Shmirat HaEinayim, he will go upstairs after 120 and they tell him, excuse me, sir, the main thing why you came to this world, you didn't do. Therefore, a person needs to do a lot of tefillahs on this. Indeed, this whole matter of lust and coveting the beauty of women is a complete imagination. But the Yetzer Hara, he invests in this all of his might, all of his power. And therefore, it's a big overcoming and the person needs to do. Therefore, a person needs tefillah in order to see that it's all shtuyot. That even the pleasure of the actual action, it's also a complete imagination. And of course, if a person's time in his head is imagination. Yeah, there's no bigger disgrace than that. It's so much an illness. It's a chole nefesh. A person's insane. To make the neshama and a person's nefesh crazy until people become literally nuts. And of course, we're talking about those who. We're not even talking about those who are dafka going into internet and all these things.
It's an addiction.
Okay?
You have a whole industry for that.
Therefore, anyone who has a little bit of mercy in his own life and wants to taste of prayer, the taste of learning Torah, he should beg Hashem to be saved from this false, from this imagination of this taiva. Because in order to taste the taste of dusha, it's only when someone breaks this imagination of this taiva. A person can learn 12 and a half hours straight, 600,000 letters. A person who talks Torah and tefillah 12 and a half hours, he says 600,000 letters. 600,000, they're connected 60. 60,000 of neshamas of Am Yisrael.
Oh yeah, 600,000.
Okay. When he goes out to the street and he looks, one look, he loses all the dusha he gathered the whole day, and also he gives all his wisdom to the Sitra Achra, because the eyes is the wisdom of a person. Therefore, I need to know that the work of Shmirat HaEinayim is the main work of a person his whole life, and you need a lot of tefillah on it every day. All of our work in this world is to get to cleave and to believe in Hashgacha Pratis. In order to reach Emunah and Hashgacha Pratis, a person must guard his eyes. And to guard the eyes means to shut them. A person who guards the eyes, he disconnects himself from this world. A person who walks in this whole world, in the whole world, to go to Umah, to go to Brit, to go to weddings, and he's always with Hashem. He's always cleaved to Hashem because he closes his eyes. He doesn't belong to this world anymore. He's not in this world. Rather, he's with Hashem. He's always with his avodah, with his work, with serving Hashem, with cleaving to Hashem. But he just opens his eyes, and he connects completely to this world. Therefore, a man who knows himself that he cannot go to his eyes, don't go! Don't go to weddings, don't go to bleed, don't go to tzaddikim, don't go, because it's a lie. He's going to come and damage himself. A person who opens the eyes, he connects to everything of which is called Olam Hazeh. To be connected with this world means to be crazy. You want to be crazy? Connect to this world. Because in this world, people are full of emotional and mental problems. Okay? Worries, fears, charadot.
What's that?
I don't know.
Anxiety?
Fears.
Frustration?
No, like, yeah.
Nervous?
Nervousness, yeah. Jealousy, sadness, depression, hatred, all kinds of mental issues. These are all mental issues. And the other type of Hashem Elachem. Rabbeinu said that all the crazy people come from Tavat Nimuf, from the lust of morality. Lemay said, we're all crazy, but each one is crazy in a certain amount. Yaakov, you're nuts. I'm not you. No, no, you're not. Me is me. It says here that we're all crazy. I don't know.
To work on our not being crazy.
If you weren't crazy, why would you come to Chutz Chesed? Only crazy people come to Chutz Chesed.
You get fixed. They come here to get fixed.
We're in a mental institution.
Right, but we're supposed to do half an hour a day of Spudidu to guard our eyes.
Yeah, then we fix ourselves.
And what's really hard is the Yetzirah just constantly put thoughts in our head when we're trying to concentrate.
That's his job. What do you want from him?
Oh, put him in retirement. You know, he
does go in retirement.
He needs a nice, easy chair.
His whole thing is just to make us crazy.
Yeah, good. Good for you all. Good. All mental illnesses are problems in emuna, in hashgacha pratit, that Hashem takes care of the world. Because l'adam machshava shel emuna, when a person has a thought of emuna, that he has Gan Eden in this world. When he has a thought which is not emuna, he's full of suffering and craziness in the head. Much like that. Any thought which is not emuna is a craziness. Because when a person is not thinking emuna, what is he thinking? Thinking denial of Hashem. He's thinking he's ignorant of himself, of others. It's called craziness. Someone who's not crazy is someone who lives the emet only according to the emuna, that there's nothing besides Hashem and everything is good. Each one should think of himself. Is this normal that a person lives in such a way, me and me and me, I, and he, again, as if he runs the world, if he says that's the forecast, he knows what's going to be, it's going to snow or not. What do we know? This is the guy who gives the forecast, the same guy. If something changes, not the way he likes, not the way the machine said, he says, I apologize in the name of the atmosphere. Because I don't run it, I just tell you what the machines say.
That's what I was thinking. Either there's a problem with the people, the men themselves, or the women running it, or there's a problem with the machines. And I don't know which.
There's not a problem with none of that.
I believe the machine rather than people.
Actually,
no, there's no problem, none of that. They tell you what they say in the machine, and Hashem could change it.
Well, getting to the same point.
Today they did. Today's weather they did predict very well.
They said,
yeah, exactly the way it is.
Yeah.
I was reading a shear.
Also, temperature is much easier for them.
Once
to
in
predict.
A while, they make it. They get different.
Temperature is no. If it's the day before, a lot of times they get it pretty straight.
I was reading a shear from a very famous rav. And he says, the reason weather's so crazy is because Hashem is forcing us to not rely on machines and our own mentality and everything else like that, but on Him.
Right.
Because you have the whole Avodah Zorah of global warming. and they're trying to break away from the Avodah Zarah.
Right, to say that Hashem is running the world and not the...
You know, so it's like the global warming people will say, well, there's not going to be snow. And so what he does is make sure that there is snow.
It was the coldest... even when it didn't snow last week, it was very, very, very cold in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Went down to zero, but just there was no rain. So there was no snow. It wasn't rain at all, it was just sand. Cold and sand. Very cold. Very, very cold. You managed?
Yeah.
You had a room or something? Slicha. Namash, about what he says here, it's nothing from him. It's just the Sikutim on explicit. I learned it yesterday.
Which two? 65.
Clearly, he says this. If you want, I can read it in English. 65 and Gimel. It says Gimel. Mm-hmm. Where are you looking?
64.
Ah, looking at you. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Gimel.
First part.
Yeah. It says that you should know everything is one. What does that mean? Everything is one. Everything is for there's a goal for everything. There's a purpose for everything. Like it says, "Vayomahu," and that day Hashem will be one. Everything will be one. And the Gemara says, "What today? Not everything is going to be one. No, everything is one." Right, but now we make both an MS and Atav Ameti. But in the world to come, we're going to say only Atav Ameti. So we see that everything is one. What does that mean? Everything is one. Everything has a purpose, and everything is good. Okay? Because the purpose is all good. Why? Because even here's what I want to say. Because even all the troubles, all the sufferings, all the bad things that happen to a person. Chas v'shalom, if he looks at the purpose, why it's coming to him, what?
From the perspective of the ultimate purpose.
Exactly, and not just on the small, what now is happening to me. Of course, it's not bad at all. It's only good, only favors Hashem. It's great favors Hashem is doing with him. Of course, all the sufferings come intentionally from Hashem Baruch for his own benefit. Maybe to remind him to do Shuva, or if it's to clean himself from all the sins that he has. If that's so, all the suffering are great favors. And the intention of Hashem Baruch is only good. Comes out that all the bad, all the suffering of a person, Chas v'shalom, if he looks at the purpose of why it is, meaning the intention of Hashem, why Hashem gave it to him, you won't have any suffering at all. Adarabah, on the contrary, a person will all be full of simcha, full of happiness, of all the good, if he looks at the purpose of why this happens. Because the purpose is only good. It's all one, there's no bad at all. It's Rabbeinu, not Rabbah, we're saying. No bad at all, and it's only all good. And the main sorrow and suffering that a person goes through is only because from Shamayim they take away his da'at, his knowledge, and becomes crazy. And then he feels all this sorrow and suffering that he has. Okay? And Rabbeinu says later on, it's a very important Torah, that for a person, he closes away everything he sees, and he just focuses on the purpose, all the suffering will dissolve. Even if he goes through things. That didn't tell you he won't go through things, but your suffering, what you feel suffering will dissolve. Go away, come on.
They have a saying in America, or I don't know, I learned it when I was young, don't look at the trees, look at the forest. The same idea. Don't look at what's happening right now. Look at the big, big purpose. What really the big, big purpose Hashem wants. And he's just good. He's just good. And the other saying is, like, there's always a silver lining in the clouds. Maybe clouds, but somewhere you're going to see a silver lining. A little bit of good somewhere.
Okay, but here it's more than that. It's that the whole thing is...
It's really,
good
really
thing.
Good.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I say it so clearly. I saw it many times on Shabbos, all kinds of things that happened in my life. And everyone could see it. A person decided that he's living in Emunah. He's living with emunah. He's living with Hashem and every purpose in his life, every little thing. He'll see. And what does that mean? That something happens not the way he wanted. And then he says, okay, fine. I guess stop. Hashem, you, even not to blame, not himself, not others, not...
not Hashem, for sure.
What?
Not to blame Hashem.
Not to blame anything. Blame Hashem. Say, Hashem, first of all, it's you. You did this. It's you. It's not my fault. You're doing it for the great purpose of getting me close to you. That's first of all. And he strengthened himself. Hashem, this thing, you did this. It's a good thing for me. This, only this is the way I'm going to get close to you. I know 100%. And Hashem will reveal to him how he's going to get close to this. So, and then, life is Gan Eden for him. Gan Eden mamash. Because I see people, how they live their lives, thinking to myself, they live in Gehenna. My wife told me...
You don't have a connection with Hashem.
My wife told me she went through the driving, the license, everything. So she, in order to get the test, she didn't want to do Yerushalayim because it's very difficult, so she went to Modi'in. She had to do a few lessons with this driver, a Haredi guy. He told me he's so nervous on Parnassa, that's crazy. So she gave him chizuk a little bit.
He was worried about where he's going to get it from?
Yeah, oh, it's going to be, you have to say, tell your husband, he knows me too, tell your husband to send me people to learn by me to drive. So my wife told him, Habibi, Parnassus from Hashem, you don't believe in it? Yeah, of course, but they have shadows, and I'm the only one reading Parnassus. And my wife told him, you know, my husband doesn't work at all, I hardly work, and I'm sure we're more tight than you. But we're not nervous about it. Why are you nervous about what you're doing?
Why are you not nervous about it?
Well, because you're not in control anyway.
So it's just going to come.
What?
It's going to come.
Hashem is going to make it happen.
I'm asking you this. Look, I'm getting married in a couple of weeks, whatever, month. And I get a little nervous about it. And I'm not making any effort in that direction except to daven and to believe that the wife's going to bring me mazel and bracha. That's what mine is mine. And then if Hashem wants you to do it, he's going to send me the opportunity to do it.
Right.
To go and run and check.
Exactly.
And to go look for work and jobs, or are you saying no?
So if you're, it depends on one's level. It depends on.
I really believe what I'm telling you. That I believe that when I get married, there's going to be a new mazel, a new bracha. Hashem's never let me down. He's always exceeded my expectations. It's going to be okay. I believe that.
You can't know right now.
Right.
You're going to know after you get married, and you have to support your wife. You're going to know where you're holding. And Rav Alush told me that the parameter to see where you're holding is if she's happy or not. And if she's happy, you can continue davening until Hashem gives you your parnasa. And if she's not happy, you go and get her what she needs. And it could be also that you daven, Hashem, give me the job that I need in my profession, what I like to do, something that I could also learn and also work and not spend all my life. And one thing, the main thing is not if you're going to do ishtadlus or not. That's not the main thing. The main thing is that you don't worry about it.
Right. Yeah, no,
don't worry about it.
I really don't worry.
It's not really that I don't work. Here, I do teach here, and I do teach somewhere else, and I do teach and stuff. But I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting and learning with people. I don't care.
Right.
Okay? Tutoring and teaching and then giving shiur. That's what I want to do in life. That's what I wanted to do. I told my wife before I got married, listen, until there's no bread in the house, I'm not leaving Beis Medrash. I don't care. So Hashem made it that way, that I don't leave the Beis Medrash.
Right.
And there's always bread in the house.
Right.
Okay. So sometimes it's tight. Sometimes it's not
also
everything.
I believe that. But then my mom says, you got to work. You got to this. I say, Ma, Hashem's okay. He's going to take care of business. He always keeps me up at this. And then, no, you can't be like this.
There'll be nothing right. If someone worries about his panasta, yeah, he breaks the vessel of Shefa. So why should I worry? So it's not easy. I tell you, personally, I could say it. Okay, fine. I'll say it in public. Many, many hours of Yitbodut and Bitachon and trusting Hashem, which means take the worries off my heart. It means responsibility. I have to pay the rent. I always make sure to get there. If I can, I'll go work. I'll do anything I need. Because I know a certain day they have to bring the rent, I'll go bring the rent. If I have to work day and night, I'll do that too.
Right.
Okay? But I'm not worried. I'm not going to let the worry come into my heart. That's Kfirah in Hashem.
Right.
What, I'm responsible for bringing the Parnasa?
Right.
He's responsible in the parnasa.
Right.
He wants to get around, I'll run around, but I'm not going to be worried about it. I'm not going to be concerned. It's going to be, oh, I can't sleep at night. How am I going to pay the bills? It's not going to bring you your parnasa.
I thought to myself, imagine a guy who every day he gets up in the morning, he davens to Hashem, and he says, just give me what I need for today. And that's their deal. And then one day he says, you know what, I'm going to just daven once a week. Hashem, just give me for the whole week. And Hashem says, okay, and he gives it for the whole week. And then I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. Let's push it. Just Hashem, you know what, he davens, give me for the whole month. And he davens, he's only davening once a month. He's anywhere. And then he says, you know, Hashem, just once a year he comes and he davens again. So who's better off? The guy who has to daven every day. Because it's all about having the connection with Hashem.
Right, like the tzvot, like the nachash.
Yeah, like it's much better to have just what you need for that day. If you have that, Hashem guarantees you to have whatever you need for every day for the rest of your life.
Right, but Rav would say also that in our days, some things we live daily, some things we live monthly, rent we live monthly.
Right.
Some things we live yearly, anona we live yearly, right. or insurance we live a lot of times yearly for the car, right? Sometimes it's not monthly, then it's yearly. So fine. So according to the situation,
however you need, I'm saying
for the time. Right. But also again, not to be oblivious, not to be oblivious, it's to be responsible for what's going on, but not to worry. And I'm telling you, I took Rabbi Natan by Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. I opened Rabbi Natan where he talked about Bitachon, and I read that I don't know how much hundreds of times, over and over. Worrying is breaking the vessel of bitachon. If you worry, you break the vessel of bitachon. You want bitachon and Hashem? Don't worry. It's not going to help you. It's not going to give you a rent. It's not going to help you.
Sure.
And I saw miracles. And I always tell people, I don't work. I work by Hashem. What do? I work by Hashem. What do you do? Whatever you want. Sometimes once he put me here in Chutzei Chesed, the Bachurim. And the day, Chutzei Chesed and the Bachurim. I was teaching there. Until a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago. And then something happened, and I, for whatever reason, I decided I can't be there anymore, and I left. That's 3,000 shekels. Where am I going to get the 3,000 shekels now? I didn't even blink. I didn't care. I told my wife, "Achpatli, I can't work there. It's not good for my Avodas Hashem. I'm not going to be there anymore." That was when? On Wednesday. Then, or Tuesday, what? Wednesday, it was supposed to snow. It snowed a little bit. Remember, like 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. And Thursday, so there was no learning here anyways. And it was exactly the end of the paycheck. Bidyuk, the end of the month of what they pay me. The 16th of January was. Okay, and that's how you remember the date exactly. It was the 14th, 13th, or whatever. The 16th was the end. He told me I won't take off 3 days. I didn't teach. Good. Shabbos morning. I see Rav Dror in his shul. I'm talking to him. You know, by the way, I quit there. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what we'll do. Austin, I need you on Sunday. I hired you. And he hired me for more amount of money that they paid me in Chutzei Chesed, and a much better job for me, and a much good... Hashem gives the panas. I wasn't worried bechlal.
For sure.
Well, I didn't know what I was going to do next day. I was thinking, that's my plan. Maximo, being Avrech in Chutzei Chesed, 1,000 shekels, no, whatever. But partly, I really don't care.
Yeah, I love it.
Because he gives me. And not people. To forget. You know what I daven in the field? Hashem helped me to believe that. It's not Kasuto giving me the money. And it's not the paycheck from Chutzei Chesed. And it's not the paycheck from the other place I learned. And it's not this one. And not that one. It's not the Avtachat. You know what we got used to get? Avtachat Achnasa. Avrech who learns and has over 3 kids used to get from the state 1,040 shekels a month. For years I've been getting this. Since I had 3 kids, I did it. And this... And this year, the Memshala there, the Ganavim over there, they decided that Tsar Otsar, I don't want to mention the name of Rashaim, Amen. He decided to cut it because why should Avrech get money? Of course not, only students should get money. Avrech should not get money. And he cut it, he said this. Its last payment was in December. Mazel, you think I'm living I'm in debt because I don't get that 1,000 shekels? I don't feel any difference whatsoever. With the 1,000 I got from them, without the 1,000 I got. Pay everything exactly the same. Because the panasa is what you get from Shammayim. It's making a difference from this berez or from that berez. Damn it. If you believe the panasa Shammayim, you're calm. Fine, you'll do your job. You'll do what you need to do in the world. You have a makolet, you'll work in the makolet. But you'll work the hours that you decide that you're working. And you're not going to work extra. I'll work extra, I'll make more. It's a shekel. a shekel. A little bit, you have to worry. You weren't there for 3 weeks. You think it made a difference in my life? It made, personally, because I didn't have what to learn with. But in other ways, I didn't care. Everything was the same. Everything came to me. I paid all my bills. The rent is still being paid. Right? Because the shtuyot, how much shtuyot. Person has to live it. To live it. That parnasa comes from Hashem and not from people. Throw it to the garbage of people. And thank people, but don't believe that it's not him. What am I going to do? Okay, Yaakov. Okay, Avon.
When I left America, I left a nice paying job. I said, you know what? I said, Hashem wants, he's going to give me anywhere. He'll give me prize on the moon if he wants. I got to do the right thing. I said, you're never going to lose by doing the right thing. You're not going to lose. Hashem's not going to punish you. Oh, you give the Ilton or Torah? Yeah, too bad. It doesn't work that way.
And if someone sees he has a problem in his parnasah, he has other things to fix. And Hashem will give him what he needs. And sometimes it's a hard test in parnasah in order for a person to reach levels of bitachon. I'll tell you in my own life, that once there was a period of time a few years ago which I didn't know how I'm going to make Shabbos. I forget rent and electricity and what, I didn't know clue. When I was still working very hard in the Bitachon Tachon, and I didn't know what to do, and my wife said, we don't ask for anyone, and we don't take loans. I don't care if we eat bread and hummus for Shabbos. I'm fine with it, she said. You don't take loans. She's chazaka, I was chazak. So fine. And it was 6 weeks straight. Each Friday, it was somehow Shabbos came. Once I came and danced, suddenly Rav Arush takes a lot of money and shoves in my pocket. I didn't ask anyone for a word. I was just dancing. I was dancing in Zmirot HaBoker. It was something. Every week, something else came. Lo Yedaech. 1 week, it was the last of 6 weeks of summer. It was good, it was summer. And I didn't know what's going to be. And I get a phone call. I was to write the Safos. I to write Mezuzot. And someone calls me, Ishai, I need a Mezuzot. Good. Where am I going to stay? I have it ready made. Where am I going to stay? You come on Friday, there was a bris. See ya? Come, I'll give you it. Fine. I go to the bris, he's not there. I'll give you, he'll give me the money. 150 shekels. Good, he can make a simple shot, 150 shekels. So, he's not there. I call him, where are you? Come to the school and pick up the kids, I'll give you. I show up, he shows up. Again, he taps me on the shoulder. It's okay if I pay on Sunday, right? Says, yeah, of course, sure. And like, my heart's beating, right? Yeah. So then I decided I'm taking a loan because it's a loan on next week because he owes me the money, so it's my money. So that's what I did. It's like, yes, my neighbor gave me 150 shekels and I paid after this. Okay? And then I went to Rav Arush and I said, Rav, zero. En koach, nimasti, tell me what to do. I can't take it. It was Friday morning, I remember. And Rav Arush, he held my hand, he does like a massage my hand. I said, no, Rav, tell me. He says, Rega, Rega. He's like this. Rega, Rega. He tells me, I'm bringing it down. He tells me, I'm bringing it down. That's exactly. Let me bring it down. After that, he jumps up and he says, okay, from now on, you won't have any lacking. And since then, Baruch Hashem. It was a little bit tighter, a little bit this, but Baruch Hashem, since then, everything opened up, mamash. Mamash, to live in bitachon, 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 believe 100%. The belief that you have to believe is like this. It's in America, it's very hard because people don't live this. If I need it, I have it. If I don't have it, I don't need it. I don't care if it's chicken for Shabbos, fish, electricity bills, whatever it is. You have a problem? Go to the doctor. Doctor Field.